Hello, everybody on the party line. That's your special emergency ring on this fourth day of the sensational Sarah and Aggie apron offer. Today, we're going to continue the interesting story of Marilyn Owens and her husband, Jack, whom you know has been hurt way up in Alaska. But before we hear the story, I've just simply got to say thank you. Thank you thousands of times, all you party liners who have already written in for your Sarah and Aggie apron. Sarah and Aggie are overwhelmed with gratitude at your wonderful response. Now, we've been having lots of testimonials from people on the party line who already have aprons, and today we're going to have a testimonial from one of our most famous party line mothers. Perhaps I should say the most famous party line mother. So without further ado, I switch you to the home of Louisa May and Ted Turner, where Louisa herself is going to tell you how she likes her Sarah and Aggie apron.
Oh, hello, everybody. When I saw these aprons that Sarah and Aggie and the Caldwell Company are giving away, I just knew that these were better, more practical, and more beautiful than any I had around. So I sent in three carton tops and three dimes right away, and now I have three of the loveliest aprons you ever saw. They're so wonderful because they fit exactly. They're so easy to slip on, and they're so good-looking that Teddy, who you know usually doesn't notice things like that, complimented me on how pretty I looked. I just know it was because I had on my crisp new Sarah and Aggie apron. Here's a tip to other young mothers and housewives on the party line. If you want to surprise your husband and make him open his eyes, then get one of these bright, cheery Sarah and Aggie aprons. My apron certainly made Teddy take notice, and if he does, then I'm sure your husband will more than beam when he sees the apron on you.
Well, thank you very much, Louisa May. Party liners, you know, there's an angle we hadn't thought about in connection with these famous aprons of ours. You know, there's an old saying that there's no garment a woman looks prettier in than a fresh, crisp, new kitchen apron. Well, here, party liners, is your chance to get one of the most wonderful aprons you ever saw. They're all made of the finest percale, including Pacific Mills percale and Pepperell percale. 80 by 80 threads to the square inch. They're called Sarah and Aggie aprons. But of course, the names Sarah and Aggie are not written on them. We just call them Sarah and Aggie aprons because Sarah and Aggie picked them out. Every apron is bound all around with strong, sturdy tape sewed on to stay on. Each apron has a roomy pocket. And colors and patterns, well, the sky is the limit. Every color that you can imagine. Beautiful combinations, spring-like combinations, others bright as summer, and still others in delicate autumn blends. Every apron is tub-fast. They actually seem to brighten after several washings. It's an apron that you would be glad to pay a good price for in a store. And here, finally, is how to get your apron from Sarah and Aggie. Simply go to your druggist today and get the large family size or the regular size bottle of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound. Then tear off the top of the carton, write your name and address on it or on a separate sheet of paper, and send it with just a dime to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station. Now, once again, what you're to do, just stop by at your druggist and get a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin. It's the laxative that you ought to have in the house anyway because it's right for the whole family. And tear off the carton top, write your name and address on it, and send it with 10 cents to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station. Now, that's all there is to it. You'll get your wonderful Sarah and Aggie apron direct from the girls themselves in Monticello, Illinois. So please write to them today. At the moment, there is no news from Alaska concerning Jack Owens and the letter for Jack, which his friend Rocky did not give him. We'll hear more about this, but in the meantime, let's visit our party line town. It's a snowy day in Monticello. All morning there's been a gentle sifting of snow falling as lightly and smoothly as though Aggie Tuttle herself were sifting and resifting it for one of her finest cakes. Now, the the whole town is white. The snow clings to the trees and to the roofs and has left a good measure on the ground and the walks. It is definitely time for Clem Tuttle to get out and shovel. That's what Aggie thinks, at least. As for Clem's opinion on the subject, well, we can hear it from his own lips as he and Aggie stand at the window of their snug little parlor admiring the scene in their own front yard.
My, Clem, doesn't it look just like fairyland, though?
Yes, sir.
Almost seems too pretty to be real.
Looks pretty good. Wouldn't mind going out in it and tossing myself up a few good snowballs. Looks like it ought to pack pretty good.
Oh, my land, Clem, that reminds me. Don't you think you ought to bestir yourself out to shovel it before it does pack itself down too hard on the walls?
Who ever heard anyone shoveling snow whilst it was still snowing?
Well, I certainly have. What could be commoner?
Common silly, that's what. A waste of time, too.
I don't see why, Clem. Even if it does keep on snowing, at least you'll get that much out of the way.
And I'll be out of the way, too, whilst I'm doing it. I know. You probably got some nice juicy bit of gossip you want to ring Sarah up about. You don't want me underfoot whilst you're going over all the hair-raising details.
Why, Clem, it isn't any such thing.
You mean to tell me you weren't planning on calling Sarah the minute the door slams behind me?
Well, of course, I wouldn't just say I might not call her up. I generally do ring up Sarah this time of day if I haven't talked to her earlier. Or vice versa, she rings me. But as for not wanting to call her up just because you were here to overhear, why, I never heard such a silly thing in my life. Oh, my land.
Well, Agatha, my girl, I guess I'll let you in. Where's the snow shovel?
Behind the cellar door, I guess.
I'll go see how good your guess is. And you go right ahead and hang on the line a while. I'll clear the deck.
Be sure you get all the way over to the edge of the sidewalks, not just a path down the middle now. Remember how them cement contractors kept after us last winter to sell us cement for a broader walk? Just because you made such a little path through the snow, it looked like
you... Can't hear a word!
I made a mention to have pancakes for lunch. I don't suppose you'd hear that either.
Pancakes? Can't hear a word, Agnes. Where'd you say the shovel was?
Behind the door. Can you hear me now?
Just barely.
Just barely. Pretty good, I think. Did you get it?
Yep. It's snowing, it's snowing. I think it's also blowing.
Be sure you finish up nice at the edges now, Clem.
Don't you worry. When Clement Snow White Tuttle gets at this shovel, the Tuttle walks will be clean and neat.
My land. Will you get me a Mrs. Peter? Well, my land, that you, Sarah?
Why, Aggie.
I was just fixing to call you.
Well, that's sure a co-accident because I was calling you, too.
here we are.
Well, that's right, Aggie. Was there something special you had on your mind?
Yes. I wanted to tell you yesterday, but there just wasn't a chance with so many people around down at the Caldwell Company.
My goodness, what's happened?
Well, nothing yet, but listen, Sarah.
Yes?
Clem come home and told me yesterday it looks like Marilyn is getting her divorce any day now.
Oh, Aggie, she can't be.
Well, Clem says so. She happened to mention it herself.
But, Aggie, it takes time, don't it? And she never made up her mind to do it until a little while back.
Well, I don't know, Sarah, but Clem says the hearing comes up any time now.
Oh, well, the hearing, I think maybe that's one of the...
Yoo-hoo. Hello, Mama.
Oh, Landa, just a minute, Aggie.
Yes, Sarah.
That you, Curly? My, you're early.
Just thought I'd show up a little early for a change. Don't let me bother you, Mama. You go right ahead down the line.
Oh, that's all right. I can talk to Aggie later. Hello, Aggie.
Yes, Sarah. If it's a little inconvenient to talk with Curly there, why, call me later when you get the chance.
All right, Aggie. I guess that would be better. I'll call you then.
Fine, Sarah. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Aggie. Well, Curly, we're sure having snow, aren't we?
Isn't it pretty, though, Mama? Makes the world look as new and fresh as can be. Got a little kiss for me, Mama?
My. My, your face is cold.
Just glowing with the nice fresh air, I guess. Oh, my, it's cozy, and it's nice to be home in the kitchen with the snow drifting down outdoors.
Curly.
Yes, Mama, what?
How long does it take to get a divorce?
Well, let me see, it takes... What did you say, Mama?
I say, how long does it take to get a divorce?
Why, Mama?
Well, now, what about... Oh, for goodness sake, Curly, I'm not asking on my own account.
Oh, my, well, thank goodness for that. You scared me, Mama.
Oh, my land, you do scare easy, Curly. No, I was talking about poor Marilyn.
Oh.
It seems like she'll be getting a divorce any day now. If you can get that one that quick, that's what I was wondering about.
Well, I'm sorry to know Marilyn's getting one, but I'm glad to say I don't know a thing about divorces, one way or t'other.
Me too, Curly. And if she is getting one, I don't suppose it matters much when she gets it.
But time has something to do with it after all, as future events will show. Up in Alaska, a letter for Jack, which Rocky picked up at the post office, is still in Rocky's pocket. He is still, for unknown reasons, withholding it from Jack. A very important scene in Alaska is in store for us. Party liners, in case some of you may have missed the facts on how to get the famous Sarah and Aggie apron that is far and away the most generous offer I've ever heard of on the air, here's all you have to do to get your apron. First, go to your own favorite drugstore today and get a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin. Second, when you get home, tear off the carton top and write your name and address on it or on a separate sheet of paper and send it together with 10 cents to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station. Now, that's all there is to do. Of course, if you'd like to write a little note along with your request to Sarah and Aggie, I'm sure they'd be delighted to get it. But actually, all you have to do is to write your name and address on the carton top and forward it with 10 cents to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station, and you'll get your famous apron, your wonderful Sarah and Aggie apron, direct from the girls themselves in Monticello, Illinois. And you'll get it right away in time for Christmas. Now, you heard what I just said about Christmas. But that means that you must help us and write immediately, today. Now, just think what you get. You get this very pretty, fresh new apron as a gift from Sarah and Aggie. You have their assurance that these aprons are made of the finest percale obtainable. They're tightly sewed. They come in brilliant assortment of wonder colors and will wear a long, long time. I tell you, you'd have to pay a lot of money for such an apron in the store. But because Sarah and Aggie enjoyed theirs so much, they and the Caldwell Company decided to give them to all party liners. So what you do is to get a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin, tear off the top of the carton, enclose 10 cents to cover the cost of packing and mailing, and the wonderful Sarah and Aggie apron is yours. Write to Sarah and Aggie. Now, that's spelled S-A-R-A, Sarah, and A-G-G-I-E, Aggie. Write to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station today. What will Rocky do with that letter for Jack Owens? Why is he withholding it? Be sure to be on the party line tomorrow.